He is the NFL's premier pass rusher.
Here comes Jared Allen, and Aaron Rodgers is sacked!
He gives opposing offensive lines nightmares.
Alex Smith steps away from the pressure. Hit! Sack! Fumble!
And plays with an endless motor that has made him a crowd favorite.
You know, this league is built on what have you done for me lately. And, you know, no matter what you did the year before, you got to come out and do it again, or otherwise you're really no value to anybody. And so, you know, at the end of my career, you know, then you can look back and stand on what you did. But each year you just got to try to, you know, do your best and try to put it back on tape. And again, that's what I said, over the years, I think that's what separates good players from great players, is the ones that can do it over and over and over.
Over his nine-year NFL career, Jared Allen has been getting it done year after year to become one of the greatest defensive ends the game has ever seen. The Pro Bowler gives a unique perspective inside the mind of a sack artist as he breaks down how he has become the top pass rusher in the game today.
There's a rhythm to everything in the game, and so I like watching a game and seeing what the rhythm of the offensive line is, rhythm of the quarterback. And then, you know, as I go through, you know, you look at launch points of the quarterback, so you kind of know, you know, does he step, but where's his escape? Where's he going to escape when you get beat? Because, you know, the process isn't only beating the left tackle. You know, you got to get to the quarterback, get him on the ground. So, you know, some quarterbacks hit that back foot and they like to step up to the into the pocket. Other quarterbacks will escape out the back. So a lot of it's just trying to, you know, realize once I get around the edge now, is he predominantly high or is he predominantly low? You know, how fast do I have to get to him? And, you know, and then it's just, you know, film study is, you know, how do they set? You know, majority of offensive linemen are very rhythmic, or they have a style. Everybody kind of has a style, you know. So you watch and see what, you know, how they set, what they get beat with, how you can counter that. And then, you know, just trying to outwork people. And so preparing for the week is just more, you know, going through your run fits. Wednesday, Thursday kind of turns into a passing type day. And then, you know, come Sunday, it's just, you know, who wants it more? And hopefully you've watched enough film so where, you know, you've replayed it over and over in your mind to where you already know what the outcome is going
to
be.
Rivers back to pass on third down. He's sacked by Jared Allen. He takes the Dominic Raiola snap. Here's Jared Allen to get him.
After you beat a guy with technique, and that's the want to get to the quarterback, that's the difference. But there's a lot of good, you know, people that can rush a quarterback. A lot of guys can beat a guy, but it's the willingness to explode. It's that drive from once you beat a guy to close on the quarterback and do whatever it is to get rid of them. And, you know, that's, you know, you hardly ever see an absolute just clean, you know, whether Bob or Swat, or just a clean beat, you know, on a guy. You know, football, I mean, it's the hand fighting inside is that, I'd probably say that's where I excel the most, is that, you know, it's just that little, you can trap a guy's arm for half a second just to clear a hip, or, you know, it might look trashy, but you know in your head, you're like, oh, I just broke this guy down. And then, like I said, just, you got to close on him because, I mean, look at Kevin's there. Everybody's there, you know.
With the skill set, knowledge of the game, and constant hard work, Jared Allen has made a habit throughout his NFL career of changing the game with his ability to rush the quarterback. And when all else fails, he uses his determined mindset to make him a record-breaking defensive end.
Sometimes you'll beat a guy clean and the ball will be out. Sometimes you'll have times where you get two, three guys, and you got to work through the trash, and you know your coverage was good, and so you get a chance to get on the ball. You know, some of the best rushes I've had haven't led to sacks, and then there's other times where you beat a guy clean like that, and the quarterback's where he needs to be, and you know, so you know, you just got to be ready. You got to, and that's why I work so hard. I say if everybody is talented in this league. There's certain things that I can, you know, control. I can control how good of conditioning I am, and I can control wanting it more than the other guy. If I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get to the quarterback, if I'm willing to do whatever it takes to beat my guy, I'm going to win more than I lose.